This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Some area moms say marijuana takes the edge off of parenting. This morning, we're going to learn more about the group STL Canna Moms and its members. Founders Kimberly Kesterson and Jessica Carroll had worked together in the past. They were reunited when they were both hired into Missouri's cannabis industry. They started a Facebook group and now have hundreds of followers. We welcome them this morning. Kimberly and Jessica, thank you so much for being with me on KMOX.
Thanks for having us. Hey.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us first, how many kids do you each have? What are their ages so that we can kind of identify what stage you're in parenting?
So Kim speaking here, I have four kids. My oldest is 12. My twins are 6. And then my youngest is 3.
And Jessica? And
I have two girls. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So you are both in the thick of it right now with these ages. You know, when you started this Facebook group as mothers who use cannabis, what did you hear from other moms in your situation?
Just that they get judged for smoking. And I know, like, our intention behind the group was it's so hard to make friends when you are in the thick of motherhood. You know, that's your top priority. And you're trying to balance that and work and all of the things. And so making friends kind of gets put on the back burner, or you don't get to hang out with your friends that don't have kids because they don't understand how demanding it is. So we wanted to create a group where we all had one thing in common, which is cannabis. And from there, we can start building a relationship with somebody that's not going to judge us for doing that. I know one of my biggest fears with my 12-year-old is, what if she has a friend come over and her friend's parent judges me for consuming cannabis and then doesn't allow her kid to come over to my house anymore? So I really wanted to find a way to create a space to where it's like, hey, you smoke, I smoke, cool, let's go to the park, let our kids play.
I'm sure there are people out here listening that are thinking, why are you using marijuana? What do you say to people who ask you questions like that?
I think it just depends on the way the question is presented in itself, whether it's combative or just questionatory in general. Generally speaking, though, I specifically will respond in that I used to be an alcoholic. I am 3 years sober, so I feel like that person that I was not a good version of myself. And by being able to use cannabis in place of alcohol, it's completely different in the way that I do everything. I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel present, all of those things. So I think that would be my answer.
I'm speaking with Kim and Jess. They are the founders of STL Canna Moms. Kim, I'm curious, are you worried that in some way, eventually, this is going to impact your health long term?
Well, to be honest, I started consuming cannabis at a very young age. I'm 31 now, and I can say that 15, so more than half of my life I have consumed cannabis. I go to the doctors regularly and they are all blown away at how healthy my lungs and heart are, being somebody that consumes cannabis. I've had to do stress tests on my heart and all the things, and they're all blown away by it. So no, I'm not worried about the long-term cause of my health.
So you both smoke it rather than maybe using gummies or other products?
I don't use edibles.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Jessica eats edibles. I do not. If I were to eat an edible, it would put me in a full-blown anxiety attack. They just don't work for me. Whereas if Jessica eats them, they make her happy and feel good.
Just ask you this. Do your kids know that you use it?
Yes. Both of us are very open with consumption with our children. Education comes first and foremost always. They understand that it is mommy's medicine, that they are not supposed to play with it, that they're not supposed to touch it. They're more than welcome to ask questions about it. But it is something that is for adults, for medication, and it's not something for them anytime soon. And we can have a conversation when they're adults about them wanting to use it. So we're very open.
Why do you call it medicine with them?
Because that's what it is. I mean, that's what it always has been. It was put on this earth by whoever you believe, and it's used in medicinal purposes. I'm not using it just to get high. I am using it to alleviate pain, to help with anxiety. You know, there are other things as well, menstrual issues that I have. It's vast. So it is medication, and that's why we use that term with our children.
Kim, I know I was reading an article that was done about your group, and some of the moms say they feel like it helps them be better parents. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, somebody like me, for example, I have really bad ADHD, and I wasn't diagnosed until about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So I had a really hard time in my childhood. I was always labeled as the bad kid. So having that diagnosis and kind of that clarity of, oh, okay, you have ADHD and your brain kind of works a little differently. But using cannabis has definitely been able to help me stay off of medication and manage my symptoms for the most part. It helps me when I get overstimulated. It helps me when my emotions are out of whack. It helps me stay more present, more patient. Somebody that suffers anxiety, there are some strains out there that will make my anxiety worse, which is, again, why education is so important and why starting low and going slow also very important. But then there are other strains that I take and it completely pulls me out of a panic attack. And so I think that's what, you know, as a mom, I know that a lot of our moms in our group are either neurodivergent, they're either dealing with PTSD, they're dealing with anxiety, they're leaving a domestic abuse situation. There's so many things going on in these moms' lives, and there's so many different stories, and just having cannabis as a way to help you navigate through the hard things in life, it really makes a huge difference.
They are Kimberly Kesterson and Jessica Carroll, the founders of STL Cannamoms. Ladies, thank you for joining us and talking to our listeners about this part of your life.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.